This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This morning, we've got a few pieces of data for the markets to digest, along with the ongoing fear of the fiscal cliff. U.S. retail sales in October fell by about 0.3%, and that followed three previous months of gains. And prices actually fell in October as well. That's something that doesn't happen all that often. Gus Fauché is with me live. He's senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Gus, why the drop in retail sales last month?
Well, there are a couple factors at play. First of all, we had the hit from Superstorm Sandy. That depressed sales at the end of the month along the East Coast. People were simply unable to go out and buy things, or some stores were closed. And then also we had strong gains in sales in September and August. September sales in particular benefited from the release of the new iPhone, so there was some payback for that as well.
That market-moving, economy-moving iPhone effect biting us once again. And the producer price index fell in October, 0.2%. What's going on there?
Well, there's weak global demand. You have recession in Europe. You have slower growth in Asia. You have okay but not great growth in the U.S. And so because of that, prices for a lot of goods all throughout the supply chain are declining. We saw energy prices fall over the month, but prices excluding energy were also down as well.
All right. Gus Fauché, senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group, with me from Pittsburgh, I believe. Gus, thanks a lot.
Thank you.